you on 7:30 here. Monday morning, Maine. Check in live on the telephone with R.W. Estella. Good morning, R.W.
Hey, good morning, Allison. One of our local businesswomen has a predilection for chatting with her customers as they bring selected items from her store to the checkout counter. It's her version of the proverbial seat at a Paris sidewalk cafe, where one might sit and in due time eventually see the entire world walk by. Unlike her husband John, who runs numerous daily errands outside the store to make deliveries, acquire various supplies, and check prices at competing businesses, Roberta spends at least 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, within the venue of the store proper. Although the way she goes about doing business while she's at the store make the place a kind of universe unto itself, with her as the central star of sorts, functioning also as raconteur, facilitator, and MC. The pattern of discourse sometimes reminds me of the 18th century Swedish scientist and philosopher Emanuel Swedenborg, whose notion of correspondences would first influence English romanticists such as William Blake, and then a little later, American romanticists such as Ralph Waldo Emerson. Swedenborg held that every scripture had a literal and a spiritual meaning, or roughly that in some way most things happening on earth corresponded to things happening in heaven, and vice versa. As I'm unloading my selections at Roberta's counter and she's entering the prices into her cash register, the dialogue, ranging from dialectic to banter, will inevitably begin. I first met Roberta over 30 years ago when she and John ran the beer station down in the basement of the original Pat's Pizza, just across the street from the store that she and John would later own. The two of them had a good sense of the human condition back then, and they've become more astute than that since. Roberta especially is pretty adept at nuance. When I pause for a moment in our conversation to watch her adding up my purchases and continue that pause for another moment after she's arrived at a total, she too will pause, look over the receipt, and say something like, "Sounds high, doesn't it?" Then the two of us will guesstimate in our heads what the round sum is, and I'll say something like, "No, that sounds about right. Stuff's expensive these days with all the incessant inflation. Just wish my wages would keep rising, too." Businesswoman who she is, with her thumb constantly on the local, statewide, and national economic pulse, she'll follow with remarks such as, "That's not going to happen anytime soon, I suspect." "No," I'll pick up, "we're in the new age of slavery now. More work for fewer bucks that aren't worth as much." "That's right," she'll say, setting the thought into a sidelong spiral. "I know all about it." And I believe her. We exchange lots of information in this manner, one thing leading to another. It's not exactly the near-perfect spin of the planets, but we're close, and the tilt of our axes is darn near the 23.5 degrees of the Earth carrying us around. Thanks to that astronomical tilt today at precisely 12:47 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, our world here in the Northern Hemisphere is on its way toward a real and discernible brightness again. Tonight may be the longest night of the year, but starting tomorrow, we're looking at a longer day than today. So come on, winter. We know that with the cold you're bringing, you're also bringing incrementally abundant light. From Orono, Maine, happy solstice and Merry Christmas.
Hand me a gold-wrapped box.